Ready, Master Control?
Ready, switch on.
Considering my audience, I'm gonna make this very quick, very simple. This is the boneyard. This is the hangar. This is our plane.
What's that?
That's a rock.
Let go! Let go!
Tell that bitch to be cool.
I'm gonna kill you.
Say, bitch, be cool.
Be cool, honey.
Say, bitch, be cool. Tell that fucking bitch to chill.
Be cool, honey.
Chill that fucking bitch out.
Chill out, honey, buddy. Chill out, honey, buddy.
All right, now tell her it's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
Promise her.
I promise.
Tell her to chill.
Just chill out, honey, buddy.
I know time is always against us. I'm sorry that I took so long. But I wanted to be sure.
I hope I helped.
You helped me to get here, but my question is why? Where is this going?
Told you before, no one can see beyond a choice they don't understand. And I mean no one.
What choice?
It doesn't matter. It's my choice. I have mine to make, same as you have yours.
Does that include what things to tell me and what not to tell me?
Of course not.
Then why didn't you tell me about the architect? Why didn't you tell me about Zion and the ones before me? Why didn't you tell me the truth?
Because it wasn't time for you to know.
Who decided it wasn't time?
You know who.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
All about little fires, Scarecrow. The following program is brought to you in living color.
And welcome to another Mad Info Blast, coming to you from Mad Studios. Broadcasting to you from high on the mountain here in Bethlehem, Georgia, and on the internet at www.madstudios.rocks.it. And welcome to Mad Info Blast number 14. We call this one Black Rainbows, 'cause that's all we see in the sky these days are black rainbows. And I'm just glad we're past number 13, man. That was rough. I don't ever want to go through that again. Oh my god. Yeah, I think we made it to the other side. I think we're on the other side now. Yeah, I mean, at least we're safe for a little while. You guys, I apologize. I apologize to anybody who had anything to do with it. I just pressed the record button, pressed the play button, and next thing I know, well, you heard what happened. Anyhow, I'm pretty sure we got the whole thing cleaned up. There shouldn't be too many copies of it floating about anything. They're going to be looking for that body for a long time. So, just be on the lookout. I want you to let you know this whole thing President Bush is doing over there in Iraq. It's not producing a lot of great rewards. Yeah, they're not exactly greeting us with open arms over there. No, it's a really bad situation, and the people in the military, it affects them more than it affects me or you. My brother, he's in the military. People try to say I'm down on the military. It's not true. I support the military. My brother's in the military, and we're in trouble, people. He's gone off. He's gone crazy. They call him Killer Walsh. They parachute him into the woods. He's had all that survival training and everything. He takes people's heads off with piano wire. He's lost it. He's gone nuts. He won't even call me back. I don't know. So if you see him, don't try to approach him alone. He needs help. If you see him, call me. I know how to deal with him. Yeah, okay. Later.
My friend came to me, sadness in his eyes, told me that he wanted help for his country. Help us save some lives.
Can I get you something?
Some more folk butter laying me to the bone, jacking me up. Take me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side.
What it is, Big Mama? My mama raised no dummies. I duck her rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
It's a cutting thing,
son of a
bitch.
Chump don't wanna help. Chump don't get the help.
Say can't hang, say seven up.
Jive ass dude don't got no brains anyhow.
So, how come we didn't put a libertarian in office last time around? Then our airplane flights would be like this.
And this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. Coming up on the left, we're going to be catching a glimpse of the Grand Canyon. On the right, you can be able to see the Hoover Dam in just a few minutes. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and it can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? When we leave this area in a moment, be sure to take along all your belongings, including your imagination.
Alas, Captain, there's a ship at sea. Blast them!
Thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen.
Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle.
Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen, thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. Thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. If thieves came to thee, if robbers by night, how art thou cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some grapes? How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee, and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. Shall I not in that day, saith the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom, and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates, and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou wast as one of them. But thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. Neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Neither shouldest thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither shouldest thou have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. For as ye have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them. And there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. And they of the south shall possess the mount of Esau, and they of the plain, the Philistines, and they shall possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead. And the captivity of this host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even unto Zarephath. And the captivity of Jerusalem, which is in Sepharad, shall possess the cities of the south. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the mount of Esau. And the kingdom shall be the Lord's.
Just one moment, please.
Mad, quite mad.
In electronic technology, there are different channels. Sumerian underworld is channel 26.
This professor made the statement that he felt that no Westerner could ever experience a Satori or Nirvana.
No, this is channel 3.
Aloha.
And Huxley didn't say anything.
You can aloha. That you can believe that there is only channel 3 until somebody pushes
aloha.
The button. Aloha. It wrote on a piece of paper a little
aloha.
Note and handed it to him.
And aloha. And switched to channel 6.
Aloha. Aloha. Aloha.
Do not say aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
On the air.
You're on the air.
And you will not.
But when aloha. We are here, we like to believe that this is the only not. One.
Aloha.
Say hello.
You're on the air.
But when we are here, we like to believe that aloha. This is the only one that is real.
And on the note was our phone number.
Aloha.
And the others are some kind of...
So the man called us up later.
You're on the air.
And a psychedelic session was arranged.
Aloha.
Christopher.
Aloha.
Why are you doing that, Christopher?
You're on the air.
If you possess an overly impressionable type of personality, or if you just suffer from a low humor level and an inability to handle irony in your life, you're advised to shut off your radio, pull the plug, and make a pile of sofa cushions in a corner away from windows and huddle under them there for the next hour or so. When the greenish gamma radiation fades from the horizon, that will mean it's safe to come out. Okay? This is not a drill. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Henry, why do the smokestacks have those things like balconies round them?
Phosphorus recovery. More than 1.5 kilos per adult corpse. Yes, it's fine to think we can go on being socially useful even after we're dead, making plants grow.
True. But isn't it queer that alphas and betas won't make any more plants grow than those nasty little gammas and deltas and epsilons down there?
All men are physico-chemically equal. Besides, even epsilons are useful.
Oh, yes. Everyone works for everyone else.
yay, yay.
Will happen as we speak.
The Nina Crown's gone on Soma holiday. 6 half-gram tablets, so she won't be back before 5.
Which leaves us 7 hours, Mr. Marks.
Kid, weak inside. And if I cashed out tomorrow, not a single person would ever know I existed. Or really, I'd just be another dead soldier. I think that what I want is someone who really cares that I've been alive.
I know time is always against us. I'm sorry that I took so long. But I wanted to be sure.
I told you before, no one can see beyond a choice they don't understand. And I mean no one.
What choice?
It doesn't matter. It's my choice. I have mine to make, same as you have yours.
Does that include what things to tell me and what not to tell me?
Of course not.
Then why didn't you tell me about the architect? Why didn't you tell me about Zion and the ones before me? Why didn't you tell me the truth?
Because it wasn't time for you to know.
Who decided it wasn't time?
You know who.
I did. Then I think it's time for me to know a few more things.
So do I.
Tell me how I separated my mind from my body without jacking in. Tell me how I stopped 4 sentinels by thinking it. Tell me just what the hell is happening to me.
The power of the one extends beyond this world. It reaches from here all the way back to where it came from.
Where?
The source. That's what you felt when you touched those sentinels. But you weren't ready for it. You should be dead. But apparently you weren't ready for that either.
The architect told me that if I didn't return to the source, Zion would be destroyed by midnight tonight.
Please. You and I may not be able to see beyond our own choices, but that man can't see past any choice.
Why not?
He doesn't understand them. He can't. To him, they are variables in an equation. One at a time, each variable must be solved and counted. That's his purpose, to balance the equation.
What's your purpose?
To unbalance it.
Why? What do you want?
I want the same thing you want, Neil. And I'm willing to go as far as you are to get it.
The end of the war. Is it going to end?
One way or another.
Can Zion be saved?
I'm sorry I don't have the answer to that question, but... if there is an answer, there's only one place you're going to find it.
Where?
You know where. And if you can't find the answer, then I'm afraid there may be no tomorrow for any of us.
What does that mean?
Everything that has a beginning has an end. I see the end coming. I see the darkness spreading. I see death. And you are all that stands in his way.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The customer you have dialed is unavailable. Please try your call again later. 0-0-0-4-1-0-0-2.
And she's moved on. Right or wrong, Sam, she's gone. And she is never coming back, and she doesn't care. About you, about how it ended, about any of it.
Really? I want to tell you that you broke my heart. I loved you so much. I loved you more than any woman I have ever loved.
Well, it makes you jump 5 or 10 inches higher, that's for sure.
The subgenius must have slack, but in order to get the slack...
So clip those coupons.
The subgenius must disengage from the conspiracy and be under his own genius.
Well, let's see right here, Dr. Schlickelake. You're moving the top of the skull with the... Do you have the right saw? It doesn't look like a saw to me. It looks like a nail file. I don't see how we're going to get much done here. It's going to take a half an hour to move the top of this guy's skull if we're going to find anything out. Oh, my God. The patient is still... he's not anesthetized or...
Hey, man, what are you doing in my head? What are you putting in a nail file in my head, man?
Well, that was a memory you didn't want to have, wasn't it? Do you remember the third time they tried to make the implant? The third time? Yes, they were using a different kind of material. It was, what was it?
Laser sort of
carbon
type
based?
Of thing,
no,
is,
no?
No,
it doesn't work anymore. We're
I'm cultivating a Dobbs head on my vulva.
I'm cultivating a Dobbs head on my vulva. That's right, you're cultivating a Dobbs head on your vulva. That's what we're trying to create here. Think, think.
You can use your mind. This is the voice of the Inceptor Locutor. I'm speaking to the top of your neck. I'm speaking to your skull. Your skull is actually now a magnifying membrane, an amplifier, if you will. A speaker, a great, great speaker. Make the Dobbs head vulva with your mind.
PR News in Washington. I'm only the third of five Indonesian weather forecasters expected to eliminate Madrid, Moscow, London, and Paris. President Bush officially opened his healing insurgency alliance when he fell into a 30-foot sinkhole.
Governments must choose corruption, abandon their people, and take responsibility for blaming others.
The president called on PR's journalists to pull their members out of Vladimir Putin for the first time since 1999. A 16-year-old girl continued to batter PR News in Washington, and a curfew is in place there.
Space and time are not conditions in which we live. They are modes in which we think. Because you were thinking that you were living in space and time, the quantum field of subatomic particles congealed to create a reality that fulfilled your desire. Observer affects what is being observed. Science made a radical shift and became aware that a deeper level of reality that gives rise to the large level of reality, mind does affect matter. And in fact, mind and the observation and the intent of mind gives rise to the manifestation of the material reality that is then experienced. The observer affects what's being observed. Non-local connection. 1994, Jacobo Grinberg Silberbaum, University of Mexico. Now, science says it's okay to be psychic. Quantum mechanics had validated the theoretical model of non-local connections, non-local interactions. And they had demonstrated in the laboratory that subatomic particles, electrons, protons, photons, even large molecules, were capable of interacting non-locally. And so if you had two particles that came together for a moment and interacted, and one flew off, particle A went that way at the speed of light, particle B went that way at the speed of light, and then you measured or observed the effect of particle A, instantaneously, particle B was also influenced, no matter how far away it was. The quantum field, as we describe it in the school, the void, one vast nothing materially, all things potentially.
Thank you.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking. Something for me. Well, officer told me to say you did. Now you're looking right where I thought you'd be looking. Legs come handy when I was in front of you. These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Just for fun. You keep playing where I got you playing. Yeah, these double B initials were too long. These boots are made for walking. That's just what they do. These days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
very much.
I can't quit you, babe. So I'm gonna put you down for a while. I said I can't quit you, babe. I guess I got to put you down for a while. Said you messed up my happy home, made me mistreat my only child. My love for you, I could never hide. Oh, you know I love you, baby. My love for you, I could never hide.
recorded the signal just before the first machine appeared. I didn't think anything of it until I played it back.
Morse code?
Yeah, see, that's what I thought at first, but the syntax is more complex than that. There's a subcarrier hidden in the lower frequency. I think it's being used to control them.
If it shows up again, could you track it?
I can try, yeah.
Good.
So what do we tell the director?
We just present it like it is. So far, the data's all noise. No signal. No recurrent behavior. No attachments. No soft spots. Superman.
Wish we could train people that way.
They'd be useless. They'd never take orders. Sure, you can't trace them, but they never have time to do anything complex. People like that are crippled by their own independence. They have no meaning. They're just dancing in the void.
And yeah, here we are, number 14. Yeah, how about that? We're getting somewhere. Got about 13,000 of you crazy motherfuckers tuned in. Yeah. Never knew there were so many of you crazy motherfuckers out there. Anyhow, so, just wanted to give a special hello out there to, one of my favorite, angels, you know, Scott's Angels. This one's a supermodel. Yeah. Yeah, I spotted her. I picked her out, man. Her career path is on that arc, man. She's on her way. She's gonna be big, yeah. I tell you the truth, man, when I first seen her, she was about 300 yards away, and I could tell. I couldn't see any details. But I could just tell by the way she moved. I could tell she was special. So, oh my god, we're into the crypto. No, we don't want the crypto. Not yet. Not yet. They'll shoot me in the back of the head. No, 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 it has to be in order. Oh, okay. So, this supermodel, you know, man, I'm telling you, she's hot, man. She's got a little bit of an accent. She's, you know, foreign, you know, international supermodel superstar. Yeah. Man, I get nervous just every time I talk to her. She's that kind of woman. Anyhow, so, I just don't understand. She hadn't called me back. She was gonna call, or I don't know, maybe she didn't say she was gonna call, but why is that? Why do I always have to call the supermodels? You know, that's the problem here. I have to call the supermodels, and supermodels don't call me. I mean, what's wrong with this picture? I'm 38 years old. I'm single white male. I seem to be available. And, yet the supermodels don't call. Maybe they need the number. It's 877-823-7666. Now, here's your crypto.
37 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Jade, how can you even ask? Look around you. You're 8 miles from your nearest neighbor. You're overrun with skunks, possums, coyotes, bobcats. You use kerosene lamps for light. You cook on a wood stove, summer and winter. You're drinking homemade moonshine, washing with homemade Lysol. And your bathroom is 50 feet from the house, and you ask, should you move?
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Man, be a dang fool to leave all this.
I am the captain of this ship. I say where it has to go.
Leslie is a mind fucker.
You gotta be kidding. I didn't know that. What's a mind fucker?
Well, that's a chick who digs intellectual types and super bright guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's very perceptive.
Are you sick?
Why do you ask?
You look sick.
I am sick.
You take medicine?
There is no medicine for what I have.
Wanna sing?
Sing?
You know he's got the whole world in his hands?
Yes, I do.
He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. Come on. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
Well, that's all right. That's all right with you. That's all right, mama. Just anyway. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
That's
what I had to suffer. Not a gram of soma to be had. I was so ashamed. Just...
Thanks, Matt.
Should I fall out of love, my fire in the light? Wanted to be more on his own, not just a cell in the social body.
Really?
It's horrible. How could he talk like that about not wanting to be part of the social body? After all, everyone works for everyone else. We can't do without anyone.
Now you're talking semantics. What if I told you Insane was working 50 hours a week in some office for 50 years, at the end of which they tell you to piss off, ending up in some retirement village, hoping to die before suffering the indignity of trying to make it to the toilet on time. Wouldn't you consider that to be insane?
In the fertilizing room, because it contains our high-caste workers. I've told him to meet me there at 2:30.
Mind you, Marx does his work very well, Director.
I know, but that's all the more reason for severity. The greater a man's talents, the greater his power to lead astray. Consider the matter dispassionately, Mr. Forster. And you'll see that no offence is so heinous as unorthodoxy of behaviour. Yes. It strikes at society itself. By his heretical views on sport and soma, by the scandalous unorthodoxy of his sex life, by his refusal to obey the teachings of our Ford and behave out of office hours like a babe in a bottle, he has proved himself an enemy of society. A subverter, ladies and gentlemen, of all order and stability. A conspirator against civilization itself. For this reason, I propose to dismiss him. To dismiss him with ignominy from the post he has held in this center.
I'd rather be myself, he said. Myself and nasty. Not somebody else, however jolly.
1 cubic centimetre.
Cures 10 gloomy sentiments, of course it does.
Oh, Ford, I've forgotten my soma. I must have left the bottle down at the rest house. Oh, Bernard.
I haven't any either.
Oh, let's get out of here. I don't like it.
Your time has expired. Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
15 seconds. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. We have main engines.
Tell them to turn off CNN. Tell them to turn off Fox News. The war is not in Iraq. It's on my block. The next communique is going to be posted at IMC. Peace.
Black Bloc people was last seen at Phantom and Bush, and they're on the move, and we're not sure if we've got anybody with them currently. Could you try to find these Black Bloc people running around? 10-4, that's what we'll do.
Like corporate media?
No, we're not.
No, we tell the truth.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Everything is taken care of.
I said...
The Holong, the Tigris
River. I said... Okay. Yeah, please.
Excuse me, sir. Could you tell us whether you have seen the president personally yourself in the last 2 days?
Next. Okay.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell, you faithless slime.
Hey, listen, I don't know what I can tell you. There's nobody here right now, you know? But if you turkeys want to leave your name and your number, I mean, all I can do is pass it on to them, you know what I mean? Of course, if you don't want to, it's no big deal. Just don't ever call here again.